Photo: Grandma Accused in San Francisco $1 Million Looting Spree. By Amy Furr on December 14, 2021. A mother and daughter were among those arrested for allegedly looting a San Francisco Louis Vuitton store prior to Thanksgiving, the Daily Mail reported Tuesday. Grabbing grandmother Francil White, 53, and daughter Kimberly Cherry, 28, were two of five looters nabbed by police over the November 19 incident that saw thieves make off with more than $1 million worth of designer goods, the outlet said. Beside the also accused Tamiko Miller, 23, and Ivan Speed, 34, the two were charged with four felony counts of looting amid a state of emergency, second-degree commercial burglary, grand theft, and receiving stolen property. In addition, Miller's cousin, 23-year-old Jimmy Calloway, was charged in the incident and faces five felony counts including possession of a firearm with a prior felony, concealing a firearm, and resisting arrest. Despite being slapped with serious charges, and a combined 14 previous convictions ranging from shoplifting to attempted murder, all five are now back on the street on bond, the Mail article continued. Convicted drug dealer Speed has even taken to social media while on house arrest, launching a range of hoodies with the slogan "No Face No Case" dash an apparent reference to his masked appearance during the looting spree. Cops told DailyMail.com the raid was put together by organized crime gangs with the stolen goods earmarked for resale overseas and said they have had to step up patrols in the upscale shopping area in a bid to beat the criminals. San Francisco's Union Square has since boarded up amid the Christmas shopping season after the mass looting incidents began, Breitbart News reported December 1. The spate of lootings has been blamed on woke San Francisco DA Chesa Boudin and a 2014 California law that made theft under $950 a misdemeanor, the Mail article read. The outlet pieced together the alleged looting gang's rap sheet through information obtained from nearby counties, news reports, and an overview on the San Francisco Superior Court's website. Court documents reportedly said White's life of crime went back 30 years with her initial conviction for stealing from a woman in 1989. Despite her crimes, in 2011 she was awarded a $30,000 payout by San Francisco School District which she sued after claiming a teacher had stolen her younger daughter Hania's Twinkie snacks, according to the Mail article.